I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's get out to the phone. Let's talk about those NBA playoffs as the first round is underway. He's doing the Wizards-Raptors series.
He's going to Cleveland now. He was in Toronto.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Oh, see the Cavs go down 0-2. Ackerman Security Hotline. He is PJ Carlissimo. Coach, we appreciate your time. Welcome to the program. Let's talk about that game one, the Wizards. And we know that the Raptors have had first round, first game problems in the past. Up until the fourth quarter, did it seem as though it was going to be more of the same?
Well, you know, it was obviously we had to talk about it before the game started. And, you know, I think too much was probably it's a different team. Yeah, it's something they had to deal with. It's something that was on their back. I thought it was important for them. I thought it was more important for them than for the Wizards to get off to a good start. You know, normally you say the visiting team on the road, you got to get off to a good start. But I thought it was more important for Toronto, so the whole building wasn't thinking already, oh, God, here we go again. But clearly the way the game evolved, it was on their minds. I mean, you know, when you lose that many in a row, it's there and it's going to stay there until you get it off your back. So, yeah, it was very important for them, and particularly in the fourth quarter, you know, it looked at times like it was going to get a little dicey.
What's wrong with the Wizards, PJ, in your opinion? A team with an all-star backcourt should be better than this.
Well, I think the lack of continuity. I think the fact that John Wall missed 41 games. I mean, you can't – it's impossible to put a value on – it's similar. I'm driving right now. I couldn't get out of Toronto with the weather. I'm driving to Cleveland to do game two on Wednesday. It's just when you've played together the entire year, more importantly, when you've played together for a number of years, like Golden State had, like, you know, San Antonio had that long run. I mean, there's no substitute for that. The combination of experience and players knowing each other. And I think when your best player, and, you know, I don't want to split hairs. Bradley Beal's a great player, but, you know, John Wall, arguably your best player. When a five-time All-Star misses 41 games, it's really hard to have any kind of continuity. And Scottie Brooks, I thought, had some great quotes when we were talking before the game, because he talked about how John came back for those last seven games, and still it was a problem because there were the back-to-back, and they didn't want to play him a ton of minutes. So you had kind of a goofy situation. You had John's back, let's get used to playing with him. Now he doesn't play the next game. Now he comes back again. So I think more than anything right now, it's a lack of continuity and a lack of players really being comfortable knowing each other as well as some other teams in the league. Toronto is kind of the opposite of that. Toronto has had about the most injury-free year you could have. They've had their lineup intact pretty much the entire year. So it's I think that's the biggest problem that the Wizards have right now.
PJ Carlissimo joining us here, 105.7 The Fan, Bob Haney and Ken Wyman. Wizards and Raptors game two tomorrow night at 7 o'clock in Toronto. But PJ, you talked about you're going to Cleveland, see game two of the Pacers and Cavaliers, and Cleveland got ambushed early, played from behind the entire rest of the game, could not overcome that deficit. But how brilliant was Victor Oladipo in game one?
Unbelievable. And, you know, it's funny. I'm supposed to know the NBA, but I haven't had Indiana the entire year in person. I've seen them on TV, obviously, as I'm sure you guys have. And I think I'm forgetting. I was sitting in a hotel room because we couldn't get out of Toronto, watched all four games yesterday. I forget which crew did the game. I guess it was Breeny and them. I think it was Mike and Jeff and Mark Jackson. They said the same thing. I think he's flying a little under the weather. I think the truth is people didn't know how good he is. He played okay in OKC, but the system, Nate's system, and his teammates is a perfect situation for Victor. You can't play much better than he played yesterday.
If Toronto the team to beat, you think, in the East right now? And if not Toronto, who?
If not Toronto, it's definitely Cleveland. Cleveland suffers even more than the Wizards right now from the lack of continuity. Now, the last couple of years, you know, they've been able to overcome that. Remember a couple of years ago, they did the big trade in the middle of the year. They picked up Mozgov and Shumpert and JR. Yeah. Then the year after that, they changed coaches. They replaced Platt with Lou. Last year, again, they had injuries and they got rid of a couple of guys. They seem to have been immune to that because of LeBron, but I'm not so sure it's not going to catch up with them this year. Now, you know, down one, this series obviously is far from over. And the truth is, if they're close, LeBron will get them over. If, you know, if they can be in the end of the game more times than not, he's going to find a way to win the game. But I think Toronto is clearly the best team in the East over the course of 59 wins. There's no question. They're the best balanced team in the East. But again, until, you know, Cleveland to me is like, is it a vampire? You got to put a couple stakes in their heart or something like that. Until somebody does that to Cleveland, I think they're right there as the other favorite in the Eastern Conference.
Where are you on Philly, who have won, including the regular season, 17 in a row?
Love him. Brett Brown is a real close friend. We worked together for 5 years in San Antonio. I've known him since he was a junior in high school. Played against him when I was at Wagner, and he was playing for Rick Pitino at BU. I think he's done an exceptional job. I just think they're too young. Talent is enormous, particularly in the playoffs, because, you know, guys have to make individual plays, and like Simmons the other night really made the plays. If they get Embiid back healthy, I think they're going to be a very tough out. But in terms of beating a team four times, four out of seven, particularly in Toronto's case when they're going to have home court, if those two end up playing each other, I just think they're at least a year away from being able to win three series in the East.
PJ, let's go to the West, if you don't mind, in particular Golden State and San Antonio. And Golden State was all over the Spurs, Greg Popovich said afterwards, deer in the headlights. But what's the disconnect? Can you give us some insight into what's going on with Kawhi Leonard and the Spurs organization? Why are we at this point?
I have no idea. I'm still very close with Pop. Obviously, I was an assistant down there for 5 years. I've done a bunch of their games this year. I just did two 2 weeks ago at the Final Four. I had two of their best games of the year. They beat Oklahoma City and they beat Houston. I have no idea. The relationship with Kawhi and the team and the franchise and Pop, I would have said before this year started, was perfect. As good as you could have it, exactly the way you want your best player to be. I don't know. I don't know what happened. It's all about, obviously, the injury, he and his people, and I think a lot of it is not just Kawhi. I think it's his advisors or his group. I don't think it's an agent. I think it's actually a relative who's his primary advisor. But somehow they got from being, I think, as compatible and as good a relationship as you could have. Right now it's as dysfunctional as you can have. So how they got there, I have no idea. I don't see it ending. I don't know what's, you know, the people keep saying they're coming back. They're out of their mind. What's going to happen? I don't know. Maybe in the future, but nothing's going to happen short term.
Are you, where are you on the Rockets? If Golden State's healthy, if Steph Curry comes back, do you think the Rockets can take a series from the Golden State Warriors?
No. I still think they've got home court. Is it possible? Yeah, I'm not being smart. I'm not going to be shocked if it happens. But same thing I was saying about Cleveland. Golden State, when Steph gets back and he's healthy, you can't have more continuity than they've had. You can't have enjoyed much more success than they've enjoyed the last 4 years. I think if Steph's healthy and they're playing the way they're capable of playing, I still think they're the better team. And they're clearly the team that's, you know, already proven what they can do in the playoffs. Houston still has to cross that hurdle. Even CP, along with James Harden, they haven't had that kind of playoff success. Now, it's going to happen eventually. This could be the year. But I think if both of those teams are healthy and they're both playing as well as they're capable of playing, I still think Golden State's the better team.
PJ Carlissimo joining us here, 105.7 The Fan. PJ, we appreciate the time. We'll be watching on Wednesday night.
Bob, Ken, great being with you. Thank you.
Thanks. Drive safe, coach.
PJ Carlissimo on the act.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.